This is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. Here's a short 25-minute recording with Greg Greer. I met Greg last year at a marketing convention, and Greg has been working within the newspaper industry for over 20 years. I had made contact with him and asked him if he would do a short recording on some tips so you could obtain better advertising rates for your clients within newspapers, whether it's for national advertising, regional advertising, or local advertising. These tips that Greg shares will help you secure better rates for your clients or for yourself. This recording is only 25 minutes, and enjoy.
I've been in the newspaper industry for 20 years. When I left the industry, I was the vice president of circulation. I was with the Lexington Herald Leader, which is part of Knight Ridder, which is the second largest newspaper group in the country.
What's the nature of the newspaper industry? Did it start out a long time ago where there were a lot of independents and then they just got gobbled up by the big guys?
Well, that's correct. There's still a whole lot of independents, but more and more they've been bought by different groups, or they've grouped together just so that they could better deliver the audience to different advertisers.
So the Lexington Herald, is that who you were with?
Lexington Herald Leader, yes.
And then they're owned by Knight Ridder.
By Knight Ridder.
And they're the second largest newspaper group in the world?
In the country. I'm not sure. Some of the worldwide circulation of different publications are quite large. We had groups from Japan and other countries come through and visit while I was there.
How many papers does Knight Ridder control?
I think the total number is somewhere around 40.
40 papers.
Right.
And what are some of the bigger names that they own?
The San Jose Mercury News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Daily News are a couple of the larger papers.
Who's number one?
The largest, that would be Gannett, which owns USA Today and some other publications.
Okay, great. You say you were vice president of circulation?
That's correct.
So what does that mean? What was your main responsibility being vice president of circulation?
Well, being vice president of circulation, my main responsibility was to deliver the readership for the advertiser. We would do everything we could to keep the customers we had and grow the customer base, also to increase readership. That meant I had responsibility for the sales, service, collections, and all the backroom kind of things that go on, anything related to the customers of the newspaper.
When you say deliver readership, I want to just put it in perspective. You needed numbers to show your advertisers, because the more numbers you had, the better it was for the advertiser. So when the advertiser is paying for advertising, they're looking at cost per thousand, they're looking at readership, and they aren't going to advertise with you if you just don't have a large circulation. Is that correct?
I'll say it's partially correct. As things evolved over the years, advertisers are more savvy, and they know that, you know, our goal was not just to give them the numbers, but was to drive their turnstiles. If they had people coming in their stores, make their cash registers ring, because it doesn't matter how nice your ad is or how many people it goes out to, but if it doesn't cause people to buy your product, you're sunk.
But over those years, how much responsibility would a typical newspaper ad rep take in getting those people into the stores? Were they more in the past just order takers, where they've got the sale, they'll slap an ad together, they don't know much about advertising or writing or headlines or anything like that? Or were they involved, or are they getting more involved today to get people into the store so the advertisers remain?
That's a great point, because in the past, they really were more order takers. And in the last 10 years, I would say most advertising departments at your mid-sized papers, the reps really are more skilled, they're better educated, they went through training to where they understand that repeat business from an advertiser is really what they need, and they have to really go ahead and be a partner with that advertiser and look for the best places for them to place their ad, where they're getting real value from every ad that goes in.
So does Knight Ridder put their ad reps and their ad department through some good training?
Absolutely. They have new rep training, and then they have other courses. They also bring in different consultants from time to time that will work with an ad department.
Advertising consultants?
Sure. And I think that's one of the things when you're looking at buying advertising, one of the things I would stress is to really form a relationship with a representative. And it's good to know the supervisor or manager of the department, but it's that representative that you can have a relationship with, because they're going to, in the end, be your best ally to get you great pricing.
So you can access all the resources that they've had that Knight Ridder's invested in their training and such.
Right. My best advice would be if you get a representative that you just can't work with, ask up the line, who else can I work with? I want to spend some money with you. Who can I work with?
So would you say today most of the larger newspapers in the metropolitan cities, these reps, I guess a lot of people have an image of a rep, some unskilled person who's out there hustling space who knows nothing about advertising. Is that true today still, or do you think it's changing?
In some places it might be true, but I'd say more so you're going to get very educated folks who've had a degree in marketing or advertising, or at least have a college degree, know how to think and problem solve and help you. And along with that, you're going to have people who are getting on-the-job training and extra training through their company. Now, in the smaller newspapers where the circulation is less than 30 or 40,000 daily, or if you get into weekly situations, well, you may not get the same kind of quality.
Bring me into the ad department. You can give me an example with your Lexington paper. What did the ad department look like and how was it structured? And the reason I ask, I want to get a psychological profile of how that ad rep is motivated, what they can and can't do before we get into the negotiating better ad rates.
Within our paper, there was an ad director who had responsibility for that whole division. Then the ad department was broken up into what we called classified advertising, which would typically handle anything that came out in a classified section, which would be your car dealers, your homes for sale, anything with real estate, items that an individual would be selling through classified ads, all your employment ads. All of those things that ran in the classified section were handled through a classified manager. Typically within that, you would have people who were both internal on the phones all day taking orders and also calling people back, and then you had outside sales reps. And those were the ones that worked like the car dealers, the realtors, and employment agencies.
Right. Now, before we move on, I want to ask you, for a paper to survive, how much income is there in classified ads compared to the display advertising? Where's the money in a newspaper? You got subscriptions and you got advertising.
Right. The typical split is probably about two-thirds to three-quarters of your revenue is through advertising.
Two-thirds to three-quarters.
And sometimes as high as 80-85% will be advertising, and then the subscription part, depending on the size of the paper, can bring anywhere from 15-25%.
Now, split up the different advertising. You've got the classified and you've got display, right?
You've got classified, you've got display advertising, which is basically split between your local advertising, your special sections that are very popular with daily newspapers, and even in your weeklies, which will be around a certain theme. Maybe it's around a neighborhood or a one-county theme or an event that's going to be happening. And then you also have your national advertising, which is advertising that typically sources from outside of the local community, which might, again, be banks or auto or medical or something, prescription drugs, anything like that. They're doing a national ad campaign, and you're just one of the newspapers that they're purchasing.
So how does the income for the paper split up if you split it up between national advertising, classified advertising, and, say, all other display, local and regional?
You know, I'm not really as sure on that, but I think the majority of it is display, then classified, and then national, how it would set.
Is there an account rep who handles only the national advertising?
Right. Typically, your national, depending on the size of the paper, could be a part-time job for one person, or like at our paper, there was one person plus a manager that could get involved with that. Within the display side, you've typically got, depending again on the size of your town, but for us, we had a display manager who actually had a couple supervisors who managed anywhere from 8 to 12 sales reps. And then there were some support staff, artists, and different folks who would work with these folks on the ads, but every rep had a territory. And so their territory was either geographically based or it was categorically based. And so they might have all the physicians, or they might have all the physicians for half of the town, or they might have two different zip codes, or they might have some boundaries that were redrawn inside or outside of a certain geographic area.
What's the typical lifespan of an ad rep? Do they churn them and burn them?
It's not really that bad, but it's one of those things where after 4 to 6 months, you know if they're going to make it or not. They need to look for a different career outside of the newspaper or maybe a different area within the paper. We really had some good longevity within the Herald Leader, folks that had been there 10, 15, 20 years, and then other folks that would be there 5, 6, 7 years and then move to another industry or to another newspaper.
And these reps are out in the field. They're outside reps.
Right. And it's always one of those interesting things that folks who are a very successful rep will get promoted to become a supervisor. Sometimes they would do well as a supervisor and they'd get some training there because they're helping the rep problem solve and showing them what they've done. And then other times they just really didn't want to do that. They'd rather go back and just sell.
Is a rep working strictly on commission or does he come in on a base for a couple months?
I've seen different structures, and most of it involves a base with commission. I've seen territories set up at different times where different directors would set up an area that was just a draw and then would go to strictly commission, with it being set up to where that would be basically how they'd be justifying the addition of new people, that this is all going to be new money that comes in.
Do they have quotas to meet every month?
Exactly. There's always a budget that they need to hit, and that's one of the important things to know when you're buying advertising is what time of month it is. You know, if they're trying to finish out a month or a quarter or a year, so to understand whether they're based on the number of ads or revenue goal, or they're just trying to bring in a certain amount of revenue.
If you're going to give me some secrets on buying regional or national advertising with your newspaper, and you being an insider for 20 years, what advice would you give me to help me negotiate the best rate? What would be the best time? Who would I contact? What would I say? Could you role play it with me?
Yeah.
So let's say I want some newspaper advertising. I've never advertised in the newspaper. You're going to recommend I call and ask for a rep and have a rep come out, right?
Exactly.
Now let's say I've never advertised in newspaper, but I know a little bit about cost per thousand. How can I get a great rate? And are there ways to really steal great rates with newspaper advertising, kind of like remnant space or any kind of
exactly.
techniques?
I say first, if you already know what your goal is, with kind of what you said, to make the phone ring or you're selling a certain product or having people attend an event, to really communicate that to the rep, to be honest with them. Here's what I'm trying to get. Here's what I'm trying to do. I want to achieve this goal. And then I would say to brainstorm with them what kind of things they recommend. That gets them involved and actually will get them to be able to go beyond, here's what I'm allowed to do. They'll start to think of creative ways to help you. A couple of things, you'd mentioned remnant advertising. That's one of the little known facts, or maybe it's misunderstood, that you can go in and if you don't have an exact day that something has to run, if you have some flexibility, they may be running a sale, whether it's each month or every other month or just once a quarter on full-page advertising that you might get for an eighth of a page price.
And your rep is going to know all about that.
They would know that, or they would know when it would happen. And if you're able to say, boy, I'd really love to have a way to run a full-page ad twice a month, and if it ran in the front section, but, you know, Joe, the only thing is I only have this much money to spend, then at least they're on notice about that. And then when that happens, you're going to be one of the people they call and say, hey, we have a full-price sale. Would you like to go ahead and place your ads? Or you can say, I'd like to run on a standby process. It's kind of like the airlines when they have seats or hotels. Sometimes with this Priceline.com and stuff, they're willing to let some rooms go at less than what the regular rate is. At least they're making some money. That's the way it can be with newspaper advertising, is if you run on a standby process, rather than turning that over to Newshole, they may go ahead and let that go at a much less rate.
Let's talk about scarcity. Let's say a newspaper claims that they're almost booked up and that we only have so much space available. Is that true with a lot of newspapers, or can they always print more pages and put more editorial in the newspaper, or are they limited to a number of pages?
some days they really are limited, and most newspapers of any size run a preprint section each day too, which means that'll print a day or 2 days ahead of the regular news section, so they have to know what size that section's going to be. Every day there's a news whole budget meeting between advertising and the newsroom to say, here's how many pages we're going to run. If extra ads came in, you either have to go up 2 pages or 4 pages with your newspaper, so if they only had 1 page of advertising, that would be a huge increase in the newsroom budget. They may not want to do that.
Are there a lot of people out there who are asking for remnant or standby space? Are people savvy to that, or is it pretty much a secret?
I think there's people that are probably asking for it. It's probably more through ad agencies and some other folks, and a lot of times that's the way somebody's going to get that. But then again, you're probably not saving as much. But if you just don't have the time to deal with newspapers, then you probably would be best using a good ad agency.
So it is negotiable in forming a relationship with an ad rep you like, letting them know your needs. They know what's going on. They know what's going on sale, and they're going to keep you informed if they're a motivated, hungry rep.
Exactly. And again, it's good just to be honest with them about what your budget is and also what you're looking for. I would say the other thing is to try to establish a relationship with somebody within the marketing department of the newspaper.
Why is that?
That's a little bit different than the advertising. For example, one of the things that we run every day within the paper was called the deal of the day. A lot of papers have went to that, which is a coupon for a product that's absolutely free or at a huge discount, like a buy one, get one free in the paper each day. So it kind of offsets the cost of the newspaper because you're always going to get a free soft drink or a free dry cleaning or a free book, you name the product. The thing that a marketing department, which usually has control of that space, they can help you out with that, but if they don't have something like that, you could go in and propose and say, hey, every Tuesday, we're going to run an ad that would give away a free whatever, and all we ask is that you anchor that space or you put that in there, and we'll tell you what the results are. We've had advertisers who've done that that are local that have had thousands of coupons redeemed in a 3-day period.
So the lesson is, if you're advertising in the paper, get in touch with the marketing department, tell them you're advertising and you want some additional help since you're a loyal customer. You're advertising in their paper.
And not just that, Mike. Maybe before you're advertising is to say, hey, what I'd like to do is try this, and this will be a value for your readers, and it'll be something I'd be willing to give you a testimonial later to say, hey, this deal really worked for us. You know what the cost of that advertising has been?
None.
Zero. So that's your best deal.
Now, what about when the ad rep says, Mr. Sinoff, you want to run your ad 6 to 12 times because the more you're in the paper, the more people get to know about you and the more response you're going to get. Sometimes it takes a couple months. Is that a bunch of BS or is that just so they want to sell multiple insertions?
If you're really trying to build image or name recognition, that's probably a true statement. But if you're trying to get people to buy a product or come into your store, you just need to do a good ad and figure out the best time to do it.
Is that a negotiating point when they give you a 12-time rate or a 10-time rate or a 5-time rate and they give you a 1-time rate on a trial? It's just negotiating. You want the 12-time rate, but you only want to do it one time.
Absolutely. I think coming in as a new advertiser, you especially have that leeway because that rep, it's very easy for them to go to their supervisor or the manager and say, hey, I could see where this could become a bigger account for us if we'll just give them that rate.
And will the rep have to get that approved through a supervisor? At least at your paper, did they have some leeway to make those decisions or did they always have to go back to the manager?
I would say they had some leeway, but probably for the deeper discounts, they always had to get approval because human nature would be, especially if they're on a volume goal rather than a revenue goal, and they just be trying to get as many ads as they could, and they might give it away too much.
Any other secrets that you could tell me as far as inside advertising with the newspaper industry?
Well, the other thing I would just add to in knowing the folks in the marketing department is to look at what can you do in sponsoring an event or a section to where your name might get splashed more within the paper and give you greater bang for your buck, but again, it's not at the advertising rate, it's more a marketing rate, which still may have some cost to it, but if you're in the type of business where you're going to be giving away a trip or you're going to be giving away a publication or any number of products or you're at some kind of fair or festival or there's some kind of charity event, just again hooking up with that and saying, what if we did this? And it becomes kind of a bartering type situation. Again, just like with most companies, they have different budgets, some for marketing, some for advertising. Within the newspaper, there's is usually a marketing department. They work hand-in-hand with the circulation folks and then the advertising.
How about barter? How much trade does newspapers do?
It really depends, and to tell you the truth, that has switched so much over the years, and it depends on the group, but most of the times when you see a newspaper has become a major sponsor of an event, some kind of public policy change or something that they're getting involved in, usually it is a situation where if the newspaper has donated $100,000, it's all been in kind type of advertising. It's usually very few dollars that actually go into it.
So when you say it's switched, is there less of it or more of it now?
Over the years, I saw it would bounce back and forth, but it tended to be tighter and tighter. It was becoming less and less, but it's still almost 98% of what they do as far as in giving. Because you are negotiating that, the good to keep in mind is that there's extra charges a lot of times that are added within ad rates for being on the Internet. So if that's important to you, then it could be a good deal. Or if it's not, just tell them not to put you on the Internet. It's usually a hidden clause there. Also, getting color advertising, you know, spot color or full color, that can be a negotiated item where you might say, I'd like to run, but I'd like to run at the black and white rate. And if you can make it happen with color, I'm going to be a lot happier. And again, it goes back to that relationship. The other thing that's totally free advertising, and it's actually pretty well-read type things, is to look at calendar listings that most publications do, to where they're looking for if you're having an event or if you've had a change within your company. We have a local computer club here within Lexington, and I swear they get every type of calendar that the newspaper ever puts out.
Who do you contact for that?
If people will look through the newspaper, take a whole week's worth or a couple weeks' worth of newspapers and look at each different day, every page, that calendar will always have an email contact within the newsroom or the marketing department, usually the newsroom, and they'll have an email or a phone number contact.
And you just email them and say, I have an event, and they'll list you in there.
Right. And I would say it goes back to the same thing, and that's what I suggest to my clients, is get to know that person who does that. Don't just email them, but call them at some point and just talk to them and say, I really appreciate it when they've ran something. Say, it really helped me out. And is there a better way that I can send stuff? Do you want it in an email? Do you want hard copy?
In your consulting practice, do you help people negotiate advertising rates? Is that one of your services?
I will suggest different things. I'm not an ad agency, so I don't have any special rates with the paper, but I'll hold their hand as they do it.
So who should contact you if someone's listening to this and they have an interest in growing their enterprise through the use of newspaper, whether it's local, regional, or national? Your experience over 20 years, you can definitely give them some insight into accomplishing that?
I would certainly be glad to talk with them, give them some help, brainstorm with them, help them do the right research into their own local market.
Nice to have a good contact, a newspaper man like yourself.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate it, Greg. This has been great. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. I hope this recording has been helpful for you, and I hope you use some of the ideas you heard that Greg discussed in this recording. If you have any questions or you're interested in anything related to marketing consulting, don't hesitate to call. You can reach me at 858-274-7851. And if you have some questions related to the newspaper industry and you'd like to talk to Greg, please give me a call and I'll give you a warm personal introduction. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this.